The question is that if we need to improve the quality of recovery, what we need is to create the conditions mainly for small and middle enterprises to invest and to start new companies, and with these new companies, new jobs.
What kind of incentives are you looking from governments?
First thing is to remove obstacles. You know that in many cases, in many countries, mainly in the developing world, you have a lot of regulation that imply that you have a lot of taxes that you need to pay, or a lot of bureaucratic steps that you need to cover, or a lot of regulation covering trying to protect workers, but in fact they are not protecting workers. What they are doing is that we have a divided world of work, the formal protected world of work and the informal unprotected world of work. Countries and the government need to create the conditions in order the startup of business could be easy. Easy not to unprotect workers. If we want to have social protection and rights, what we need is to work in the formal world. And this formal world is part of smart regulation, not deregulation, if not smart regulation.
But you said you represent a global body of employers. Why is it that they are unable to create enough opportunities to absorb people who need to be employed?
First of all, we think that the crisis needs to be overcome. And certainly everybody is working on that. And we have not only the hope, but we are all committed, not only at the ILO level, but also at the G20 level, in order to restore confidence to create new opportunities. Second, in the meantime, we are discussing at the ILO level, for example, the question of social protection floor. Do we agree that workers need protection when they are an employee? But also, they need to educate, to formation and education, trainee, in order to be prepared to the new challenges of the world of work. We are facing challenges in technology, greening economy, and so on. We need to be prepared for that. It's not just a normal recovery of the economy. It's a new startup of the economy.
There is concern that even where employment opportunities are being created, those who are getting the employed are being put on very short-term contracts, you know, where somebody would be employed, would say, I have confidence I'm going to work for the next 5 years. That is no longer applicable. People are being employed for 6 months, 2 months, very short-term contracts.
Well, one thing is very short contract, and the other thing is informal economy. Yeah? When I speak about new forms or new contracts that could be fixed terms or short-term contracts or temporary jobs, they are part of the formal work also. Part of the formal work that are linked with expectations. If the expectations and the confidence on the economy is not high, then you can make a startup with not a longer possibilities. But if you create the conditions, for sure, these short-term contracts could change and could transform themselves in much more longer-term contracts.
ILO says about 40% of those who are unemployed right now are young people. Why are they unable to get into the employment market?
Well, I think that there are many reasons, but the main reason is if you are not in conditions to create new enterprises, new business, you cannot create new jobs. The real challenge is to link new business, new companies, new fresh enterprises, and new jobs, because it's the virtuous circle in between fresh enterprises, decent enterprises, sustainable enterprises, and decent jobs, the decent work.
You talked about the link between education and the workplace. Is it that employers have an issue with the education that the youth are receiving, that it is not linking them to the employment sector?
Yes, for sure. There is a gap. There is a clear gap. And we need to cover that gap. It depends on the country. There is no one-size-fits-all response for that. But anyway, what I can say related to the developing world is clear that the gap is based on educational gap. In the case of developed world, probably is because they are not at education system going faster enough in order to cover this gap with the technology. But technology and innovation are at the heart of the answer that we need to have looking at the future. And then forward-looking, what we need is to prepare the workers, to make them employable. And if you have people that is employable, it's much more closer to get a job.